Nothing excites Carrie and Tommy more than you hitting play on their catch-up. Well, maybe Nissan Intelligent. Easy to see why the Nissan X-Trail is the world's best-selling SUV.
Oh, you know what day it is, Australia. Welcome to the hump, Carrie Bickmore.
Hello. I'm so excited about today.
Yeah?
Hey, Tommy.
Hey. I'm excited about today, too.
I feel like I'm back at school and about to do something naughty.
Yes, it is fun.
Prank style.
So, you brought to our attention that voicemail is getting phased out.
No. It's just they did all this research and young people have said that voicemail makes them anxious. They don't listen to their voicemail.
Yep.
Most of them don't even have it anymore. And they're saying within the few years, it probably won't be a thing we have anymore because people don't want it. And I was thinking, I don't think I even have it on my phone.
Right.
If I did, then I haven't checked your message in maybe 10 years.
You hear that, Gary from accounts?
No, I seriously don't think I have it on my phone. I don't ever leave voicemails for anyone. Does anybody listen to their voicemail?
Well, this is fun. So we've got an idea for you, and you specifically, for the people, but also for you specifically, Bickers. Up next, it's going to involve celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to involve voicemails, and it's going to involve me making you say sentences into those voicemails.
Oh, so fun. I think. I haven't seen what those sentences are yet. Do you want to give me an example of one?
No, I don't.
No, okay.
I just want to scribble them away. So I'm just going to show you and you're just going to read. Anyway,
okay.
Let's get to that.
Anyway, we're going to do that next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, this is just so fun. Basically.
I'm actually nervous.
I
was all up for it. Now I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want to do it anymore.
I'm giddy like a schoolgirl.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just about to tip someone's locker. That
you never would have done that.
Locker tipping. Yeah, we used to write them downstairs. So you know how they come in the bank of four?
Yeah.
So we used to get them and move them to the edge of the stairs and then have them over that. And then you sit on the end and they go boom and then go brrrr. And then you'd have to run like all get out. Best fun ever. Anyway, there's something about voicemails. They're not going to be here for long. And we started thinking, what can we do with voicemails?
Yeah.
I thought, because you've got a lot of celebrities in your phone. And I thought, we test to see if people listen to them.
Which they don't. I don't reckon one of these people we call will listen to their voicemail.
Yeah, because I don't. You just said before, you don't.
No. Do you, Kez?
I do because I'm a producer.
Oh, good. I'm glad you do.
Someone's doing their job.
Yeah, good.
That's good. So I've written some sentences down on paper.
Yeah.
And to see if these people listen to their voicemail or just call back, you're going to leave them the voicemail that I show you to read. And you haven't seen these yet.
No.
And then we'll see if they just call back. What happens if they answer? We'll deal with that if they answer.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, that's true. Do we just hang up or do we speak to them? We'll see how we go.
Okay.
Do we have the...
Oh, we got you. We loved your singing opener from the other week.
Yeah.
So we got you to sing again.
Yeah.
And
how does it sound?
Is it good? It sounds great. Have
sounds
a listen.
Very good.
You've got my number, so call me, baby.
That's perfect.
Hey, I just called you and left a voicemail.
Because you didn't know.
I did a good one. Why are you playing the bits that didn't work?
I thought it'd be funnier to put all the offcuts in.
No, did you put together at least a good one?
Yeah, we did, mate.
Good.
Hey, I just called you and left a voicemail. You've got my number, so call me, baby.
All right.
Let's do this. Who are we going to go with first?
What about the good doctor?
Dr. Chris Brown.
Dr. Chris Brown.
Okay, let's do this. I'm going to find his number.
So I've got the sentence on the piece of paper. You call his number, put it on speakerphone.
Do I put it on speaker?
Okay. Yes, you do.
But I'm going to have to tell him quickly he's on air so he doesn't swear. Not that he's ever going to swear. But,
he's not going to swear. No. All you say is this sentence that I
Okay, I'm calling. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
All right, here we go.
Put on speaker. Can you hear anything?
Not yet. It's just connecting. Oh, so can I go?
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
There's your sentence.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Go to voicemail.
You have reached the message bank of
04. Oh, God!
We did not think through that bit. Oh, no. Now we can't leave a message, though.
You weren't even going to stop it as well. You were just listening. And I'm like, mate,
about
mate,
the message mate. You were going to make me say.
When we get to that bit, I'll drop the mic so you can't hear it. So we can still leave a voicemail, but I'll make sure that no one hears
it. Let's move on to the next
one. Okay, I'll do that one in the next song, back to Chris Brown.
Let's move on to the next one.
Imagine if we'd lift his full number up. Okay.
Who do you want next?
What about Fifi?
Yep, great.
Okay. Fifi, let's do this. Okay. Okay, ready?
Do you want a new sentence or do you want the same sentence?
Same sentence. Okay, it's sure. Fine. Okay. Is it cool?
All right, so it's ringing.
No other words but this, what's written on the page, please. No creative license here. Oh, God, I'm tense.
Hi, I can't take your call right now, but if you leave your name and number,
okay.
I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks.
Hey, Fee, it's Carrie. Apricots make me fart. Call me back. I need to chat to you about something. Bye.
Okay, there we go. All the extra words in there. All I need from you is the exact words that are on the paper.
But I needed to call me. If I just say apricots make me fart, call me. She's not going to call me back.
That's what you need to say. All the exact words are on the paper. Okay. I don't want any of this. Hey, it's Carrie here. I've got to tell you something.
And then I have to say it's Carrie, otherwise she's not going to know it's me.
Yes, she'll know it's you because your number is in her phone.
Okay, but I feel better if I just introduce myself.
No, all that you needed to say was apricots make me fart.
Okay.
Call me.
Okay.
But I've got a new
one more.
But I've got a new sentence for you.
Okay. Who are we doing now?
What about Karl Stefanovic?
Good one.
All right, hold on. I got to find it. My fingers aren't working quick enough. I need to be.
Does he have your number? Because I know some people you have their number, but he might not have yours.
I don't think he does have my number.
Okay, so this one then, I will allow you to say it's Carrie.
Okay.
But then only the sentence.
Okay. Okay.
And call me.
Okay, here we go.
So this is Karl Stefanovic we're calling.
Okay.
That's your sentence, mate.
I'm not saying that.
You've got to say that. Why?
Because I'm not saying that.
Tommy's swapping.
Hi, it's called Karl Stefanovic. I'm busy right now, but leave a name and number. I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Carl, it's Carrie. We really need to talk about dumplings. I don't trust them at all. Carrie Bigmore, if you're wondering which Carrie, can you call me back? Bye.
So many extra words.
But I realised who's Carrie.
All you needed your voice. All you needed to say was, hey, I can't believe you didn't read the first one. Why wouldn't you read the first one?
I don't want to say. I just found out that dolphins are gay sharks.
Call me. That's
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Yeah, and we have basically reverted to being high school kids, and I'm loving it.
So the thing is, right, I don't think anyone ever listens to their voicemail.
Yes.
Even if they've got it, they're not listening to it. And we wanted to prove that. So we've been calling people in my phone. So far we've been through Chris Brown, Karl Stefanovic and Fifi Box.
Yep.
And none of them are call me back yet. So either that says they're not listening to their voicemail or they don't like me.
Yeah, well, could be a little from column A, a little from column B. Hey, I've been writing these sentences for you.
Sentences that I have to say.
Yes.
Don't want to say to Karl Stefanovic that dolphins are gay sharks.
I just found out dolphins are gay sharks.
I just feel like it's weird.
Hmm.
Although it was no weirder than I don't trust dumplings, call me. Mm.
Okay, so this next one,
yep.
Before you dial it,
yep.
So we're going to call Andy Lee.
Okay,
right?
Is that who
Hamish and Andy?
Okay. Yep. All right.
Now, I need you, though, before you dial,
yep.
I need you to read the sentence and I need you to not laugh when you say
this. I'm trying to not laugh.
Because you need to say this
sentence. So do you want me to read it first in my head so I don't laugh?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I see, I can't say that. I need some advice about my prostate. Call me.
That's all you need to say. No other words around it.
I can't say that without laughing.
Andy's got your number, but so there's no, hi, this is Carrie.
Okay,
it's just I need some advice about my prostate.
Okay, I'll try and do it without laughing. Yeah. I'll try and do it. Okay.
Oh, God. That's why they
edit. Betty doesn't have voicemail.
That's why they edit.
Hi, sorry I've missed your call. If you're a telemarketer, I'll have 5 of whatever you're selling. My credit card number is
55. Oh. Hey, I need some advice about my prostate. Call me.
That was great! Great work! Perfect. Here we will call back instantly.
Okay, who are we doing next?
Okay. What about
Delta? What about Delta?
Oh.
She's good. Okay, let's go. What am I doing with Delta? Before I call, have you got my thing? Okay.
How do you feel about that
one? Do I need to read it? It's good that I'm reading these before.
Is that one okay?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to try. Ready? Here we go. And what happens if it says her number, you're going to pull it down so you don't hear it. Okay.
Yeah.
Does Delta have your number?
I don't think so.
Okay, you can say it to Carrie then.
Okay.
Urgent, this one.
Okay.
It has to be urgent.
Come on, Delt.
Oh, God, that's so stressful.
Okay.
Pranking a wife is stressful. How do people do this to you?
Come on. How long do we... Maybe it'll just ring out.
This means she hasn't got a voicemail.
No. I think that's what happens with mine.
No. Hang up. Stop it, mate.
I got you.
No, they couldn't. I dropped you guys.
He's dropped it. I was trying to hold on so that it finished saying the number so then I could leave the message.
Sorry, mate.
You freaked out.
No, I panicked that you were going to give out Delta Goodrum's number.
I wasn't going to give out Delta Goodrum's. I mean, I was prepared to give out Chris Brown's, but not Delta Goodrum's.
Have we got one more?
Okay. Who should we try then? Oh, what about Larry Emder?
Oh,
Larry's good fun.
Great. Yes. It's awesome. He's super fun.
Well, should I do that same one?
But you have to be real. Conscious enough.
Okay.
This one only works if you're real urgent about it.
Okay.
Like, it's happened.
So shall I practice?
Or
just do it?
I reckon you just go for
it. Okay, all right.
Hang on. I think
I need to practice.
Okay, I'll be the ring. Okay. Brr. Hi, you've called Larry Emder. Sorry, I can't come to the phone right now. Leave your message after the tone. Boop.
Hey, Larry, it's Carrie Bickmore here. Kind of urgent. My Mexican walking fish is missing. Call me.
Okay, that was the worst practice ever. And you need to be urgent. Okay. Hey, it's Carrie. My Mexican walking fish is missing. Call me.
Okay, I'm trying.
My Mexican walking fish is missing.
Okay, I've got it. Last one. Okay, why has nobody called back yet? It's because no one listens to their voice.
Yeah, no one listens, mate. Okay. They're probably also working.
Here we go.
Real urgent.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Come on, Larry Emder. Pick up. Actually, don't pick up.
Hi there. Sorry, I'm not here to take your call right now. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you very quickly. Or not.
Hey, Larry. Carrie Bickmore here.
Urgent. Urgent, mate. Larry!
Carrie's... Sorry, Larry. I was just... my Mexican walking fish has gone missing. I need to talk to you.
Carrie,
it's urgent.
Have you rung Larry about the Mexican
walking
fish?
I'm calling Larry now. Can you please call me back? Thanks. Bye.
You're a man. Okay, so we'll tell people throughout the show. If we do get them to call back, we will. If it's in a song, we'll record it and play it out.
Yep.
Hopefully they call back when we're on air.
Oh, I hope someone calls back.
I just hope we find a Mexican walking fish.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, look, if you missed the first half hour of this show, you have missed so much fun. We have been doing this thing where we call people in my phone and leave a voicemail that Tommy has written for me and asking them to call back because we're trying to prove that no one listens to their voicemail anymore.
Yes.
Right?
One of those numbers that you called was...
Two of them have texted me back. Yes. Now, the first one that texted me back... is Dr. Chris Brown. Now, I think you'll remember we didn't get to leave a message with Dr. Chris Brown because his number started reading out on air and we realised that was not a good idea.
No.
So we didn't leave him a funny message. He just texted me saying, I'm just in a living room record. I'll be out in an hour. Can I call you back? So that doesn't prove anything. It just at least means that he's
right
my friend.
Right back that apricots will probably still be making you fart.
Oh,
then.
Sorry, that's it.
So.
That, I forgot that was the one I was meant to say to him. But the second one that's text back, so this was us calling Larry Emder. Come on, Larry Emder. Pick up. Actually, don't pick up.
Hi there. Sorry, I'm not here to take your call right now. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you very quickly. Or not.
Hey, Larry. Carrie Bickmore here.
Urgent, mate. Larry! Carrie's...
Sorry, Larry. I was just... my Mexican walking fish has gone missing. I need to talk to you.
Carrie,
it's urgent.
Have you rung Larry about the Mexican walking fish
I'm yet? Calling Larry now. Can you please call me back? Thanks. Bye.
You didn't sound distressed enough, but when he texts back...
We'll be pleased to know that my Mexican walking fish has been found. Larry has text back, found it, with a picture of a Mexican walking fish. He did check his voicemail. Amazing.
They're not dead yet.
They're not.
Wow.
I wonder if anyone else will call back. Who else did we hit up?
I wonder what picture he would have sent back.
If you'd done the apricots make me fart.
Yes.
What if he just wrote that, me too? Hey, anyway, time though, speaking of celebs, to do this.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. Some quick bits today. First off, we're going to start with Katie and Taylor. You know how they've been on this long-running feud to do with their backup dancers, right? One allowed the other one to use her backup dancers, and then the other one couldn't get her backup dancers back when she wanted to go on tour. It's been hectic. Anyway, Katy Perry has extended a literal olive branch to Taylor Swift on the eve of her upcoming tour. She sent an olive branch to Taylor Swift, and then Taylor found it. And this is what she had to say when she came.
So I just got to my dressing room and found this actual olive branch. This means so much to me.
The letter said, "Hey, old friend, I've been doing some reflecting on past miscommunications and hurt feelings between us. I really want to clear the air." That was from Katie to Taylor.
You know what that means?
What?
Someone hasn't had a hit song in a while.
Oh.
What? Just saying, if you got number ones, you're not doing stuff like that.
Maybe she's just had an awakening.
Desperately trying to stay relevant.
She was just at the Met Gala thing. That was all about Catholic.
I didn't see any pictures of her.
Catholic did you? Something. No, Katy Perry.
Did you see pictures of her?
Massive wings. She was like, ridiculous.
Did you? She was an angel.
I take it all back. I'm wrong.
Last bit of bits
I'm
before we
send
go.
Katy Perry an olive branch.
The last little bit. Before we go, oh my God, so excited. Spice Girls fans, we've been hearing about it for a long time. They are officially reuniting.
Oh, says who?
No, Mel B has confirmed that they're going to tour as part of their reunion plans to mark their 20th anniversary. She was on a show and she spoke about it. I promise you, this is what she said about that. These are words from her mouth.
She was on a show and she
spoke
about it.
She was on Tuesday's Loose Women.
Haven't you been booked for that show for months now?
That's why I didn't read it, because I don't even know what that is.
Is that what it's called?
What is it?
How did Buzz, how did we not know about this show?
That's amazing.
I want the box set. I want, geez, I
no,
I
you
didn't
don't
mean
want
to
the box set. This is what Mel B had to say.
Well, we are happening in the works of figuring that, you know, the stuff out. I don't want to say too much. But yeah, all five of us have signed with Simon Fuller, right?
There we go.
There we go. They've all signed with Simon Fuller.
And she said that on what show?
Tuesday's Loose Women.
It's not good. No, it's not called Tuesday's Loose Women. Was it just
the UK talk show? Tuesday's Loose Women.
Is it called Tuesday's Loose Women?
Tuesday's. It's called
Tuesday's Loose... different of Loose Women. Because
it was Tuesday's episode of Loose Women.
Oh, so the women can be loose every day of the week.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
The age-old segment, Who's Got Balls in Their Mouth? Where we get
management told us we can't do that again.
Why not?
Because.
It's ping pong balls.
Yeah.
And
anyway,
one of us puts...
We're not bringing that back.
Aren't we?
No.
Okay. Then there's one other I wanted to bring back. And it involves seeing people round, and they're not people where you go, that's an A-lister, right? They're people that you see around and you go, oh, hang on, that person was from something.
Right.
It had a title and quite a catchy little hook. Buzz.
I spy an obscure celebrity.
I do remember that.
131060, give us a call.
I remember why we did that. Because remember I went to Byron Bay and I went kayaking, and the guy that took the kayaking tour was the kid from Hey Dad.
It was Ben, wasn't
he? Ben from Hey Dad.
Yes.
That's why we did this. It's all coming back to me.
That's what you need in an obscure celebrity spotting. Yes. You need a bit of explanation, right?
So who have you seen?
I'm going to cast your mind back and I'm going to show you the ad for a show, and you'll hear the audio here, and you'll be able to see it.
Okay.
Across the nation, minds will blow low. Nights after amazing nights, millions of Australian jaws will drop. It's the mind-boggling, eye-popping, all-new Australia's Got Talent.
So I never saw that ad.
So that was an
ad. I don't even know
Australia's
what that ad
talent.
Is. I only watched Channel 10, so I didn't ever saw that.
Okay. Well, that was hosted by Husey.
How long ago?
Star-studded cast. That was
like 3 years
2016.
Ago. Yeah, right.
And is
so
there
in
anyone?
That ad there was just a guy in it the whole time with his mouth jawed open.
A kid. Jaw kept dropping.
Yeah, because he was saying, you've never seen anything as jaw-dropping as this.
Yeah, and that kid became uber famous at that time because that ad was getting absolutely flogged. And so for a very short time, everyone's like, they used him for every single ad.
Why have I never seen him?
I was walking along the street the other day. Have a look at this for a picture.
Oh, my God. You spotted him. How did you know it was him?
He was walking the other way, and I pointed at him, and I went, oh, my God. And then he just copied my actions. He goes, oh my God. And I said,
yeah, because he's gone, that's Tommy Little.
Well, I said, you're the kid from the ad. And he goes, you're Tommy. And I said, can I have a photo with you?
How
and he goes,
funny.
If I can have a photo with you. And we got the photo. He even did the jaw droppy face for
what
me.
What a legend.
Oh, how good's that? Oh,
we'll put it on right? the Carrie and Tommy Instagram as well, I reckon, at Carrie Tommy Show
oh,
if you want to see
on
it.
Good him. So we're doing I Spy a
an obscure
celebrity.
The more niche okay. and the weirder, the better. Okay. I don't want you to call in and go, hey, Hugh Jackman, me and him hung yeah. out. Well, that's a pretty cool story. I want you to go, remember that person from that ad, or do you remember that show from that cameo, or that was someone?
Yep. They were an extra in something.
Yes.
Yes. Home and Away at the Surf Club.
Yes. Yes. Give us a call, 131060. Buzz, we're doing
I Spy an Obscure Celebrity.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Tommy has brought back a classic.
I Spy an Obscure Celebrity.
Yep, I bumped into the kid from the Australia's Got Talent ads that his mouth was wide. He went, oh!
I don't even remember this kid. That's the thing about it, obscure celebrities. Not everyone knows them.
But he was so...
He was big at the time.
And he became
right,
a meme
was
as well.
Everywhere.
Did he become a meme?
Yeah, he became
he?
A meme and a gif on the internet.
He's a right. He's a gorgeous young man. He was so lovely.
Yeah, he looks so friendly.
Yeah, he was awesome.
All right. But should we go to M?
Put the question to the people. Yep.
Emily, did you spy a obscure celebrity?
Yes, I did.
Go on, Em.
I saw Adam from Better Homes and Gardens. He does like the building and landscaping kind of thing on Better Homes and Gardens.
Would you say he's obscure?
I don't know Better Homes and Gardens, so for me, he's
yes,
hell obscure.
Yes, you do.
No.
Joanna Griggs, Better Homes and Gardens. What are you doing on a Friday night?
Not
well.
What do... Yeah, sorry, mate. You're right. I'm the idiot here. You got me. Oh, God.
We got Griffo in Queensland. Griffo, which celebrity obscure did you spot?
Hey, Carrie. How you going, Tommy?
Mate, I'm good, but Carrie just went Yoda on me how she delivered that sentence.
Do you know what? Carrie is the she is the foremost MILF. What comes to mind? She is the girl for me. Oh, Carrie.
Yeah, right. Okay.
she's smart. Yeah. Anyway, we'll get on to my story.
Okay. Let's go, Griffo. Let's move on before they. Hey, Griffo.
Thanks, Griffo.
Don't say that.
It's good to get a pump up every now and then.
Yeah, sure.
I'm
okay.
Feeling a bit blurred today. It's nice and good.
My mum.
Good on you,
my mum used to look after the kid from Skippy. And I was made to take him to Wet n' Wild. And on the weekends, it was pretty obscure. And my mates didn't really like him.
Weird.
It is. And all we sort of wanted to say was, oh, Skip. That's,
Well, Griff, the great news is you've also you not only have you matched the brief, you've given us an obscure celebrity.
For
you've also given us possibly the greatest new phoner of all time. Who's your favourite MILF? Give us a call. 1360. You're
Carrie,
a legend, Griff.
For sure.
Good on you, Griff.
Good on you, Griff. Carrie's blushing like she's like, oh,
this wasn't expecting from Griff.
Oh, chivalry's not dead after all. Let's go to
especially after my obscure celebrity introduction.
Yes. Let's go to Jordan. Jordan, on 131060, who's your favourite MILF?
Well, after that, I think I have to say Carrie, don't I?
Yeah, great work. Carrie's got two votes
also,
so far.
Also, what obscure celebrity did you spy, Jordan?
So you guys remember the guy who comes on the ad on TV, comes out in his undies, gets the newspaper off his front lawn, turns around and is blinded by the colour bond?
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
the dad.
Because he puts on his dressing robe first, right? He's like dressing gown thing.
No, full in his undies, runs out straight into the lawn, turns around, looks up the colour bond.
You're thinking of the other colour bond dad.
I know that one. Yeah, because he's like, whoa. Yeah. Where did you spot him?
So I was at an acting school in Sydney and he was one of the teachers there.
Wow.
He was actually teaching acting.
How much of a rort is acting? You get one ad and suddenly you're a teacher.
Teaching a course.
Yeah.
Wow, maybe he does other stuff we don't know about. He could be an extra in things.
Who's teaching you? Is it Sigrid Thorne? No, she was busy. So we've got the Colour Bond ad guy. But anyway, back to favourite MILFs. Now, should we go to, is it Jodeci?
Jodeci.
Jodeci.
Jodeci. What a cool name, Jodeci.
Jodeci, who's your favourite MILF?
You don't have to answer that, Jodeci.
That's Kerry, obviously.
Three from three. Get around it.
What obscure celebrity did you spot?
What happened there, Buzz?
Kid from the start of a Qantas ad, singing like where they sing, I am you, are we Australian?
Oh, how old are they?
This was like 2 years ago. I was at a grade 12 formal party, like after the formal.
How did you know? Like, that's such an old ad.
Yeah, someone came up and was like, literally out of nowhere, was just like, hey, do you know that, remember that Qantas ad where they sang, I am, we are Australian? Yeah, wow. This is the Aboriginal kid from the side of it.
Wow, that's a
Can you do Morgan
celebrity.
Freeman voices? You've got a really deep voice, Jodeci.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
I tried really
hard. No, sorry, Jodeci, I'm so sorry. What's happened here is Carrie gets one compliment and suddenly she's cracking on to the listeners. Just because you got three from three, mate, it's turned to the upper self MILF and Tommy show.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I mean, we're going to be coming to you from a new home.
Oh, God, this is one. Okay, we have to fill everybody in on what's just happened. Mm. It was quite... honestly, one of the most joyous, devastating, hilarious 20 minutes of my life, what we experienced today.
It's how, if I was going to write a comedy
yes.
sketch of what just happened.
Almost like The Office, David Brent style.
That's how I'd use every one of those beats that happened.
Okay, so let's paint the scene for you. So currently we broadcast out of this tiny little cupboard. It used to be the stationary cupboard at
yes.
Channel 10.
It stinks.
Yeah.
It's sweaty.
Really small.
Yeah.
It's kind of like they didn't want us here, but they had to find a place to put us, so this is where we are.
Not as kind of like that.
Well, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's
it. But they love it. They love us here now, right? They're so glad that we're here, and they're moving. The office is moving to another floor, and they want us to come with them.
Yes, and the
they're
boss...
They're like, come with us. You're family now. We love you,
and
right?
the boss wanted to show us, was very excited to show us our new digs.
So he takes us, we walk up the stairs and he's telling us all about it and you'll love it. It's got views because currently we've got no windows to the outside
we're
world.
We're an inner room, so we actually don't have a window.
No, we're a room within a room, we almost are.
Well, we're a cupboard.
We're a cupboard.
You know how cupboards don't have views? This one's the same.
So he's telling us how this has got views all over the suburbs around us.
Oh,
you'll be
beautiful.
Able to like get natural light.
Oh, fantastic.
And it's a corner office.
Yeah.
Oh, you always want the corner office,
CEOs,
don't you?
They sit in
oh,
the corner offices.
So we all get... The whole team happened to be here that day, so we all went on the tour.
Yeah.
It was fun, wasn't it, Buzz?
Oh, it was the best. I was so excited.
Oh, so good. Yeah. Kez, did you get all hyped up for it?
So excited.
Yeah. So we get up to the corner office.
We're standing
and we're
in this
standing
thing.
There going, oh, oh
wow.
my God.
It's twice the size of our cupboard.
Oh my God. We're almost like beautiful. Dancing.
Yeah, we're up and about. And then I said, I bet you this is not ours.
And I was like, don't be silly. It's ours. Just enjoy the moment.
Yeah. And then one of the staff members walked in from Channel 10 and I said, this isn't ours, is it? And she went, no.
No, no, I think she said straight away, that's not your office, that's mine.
Yeah.
And we were like, no, it's ours. Yeah. And she was like, no, it's going to be mine. And we were like, no, it's ours. And then you were like, is it not ours? And she was like, no, it's really not yours.
And then I was impressed. I was like, wow, she's very good at this. She's playing it with a real straight back, like good acting. She's going to start laughing at any moment.
And anyway, then we start walking out and we start going into like this stairwell area with our boss. And then the other guy who works for the network, who's also planning where we all go, arrives.
Yeah.
And the boss that we got the tour from says to the guy, oh, we were just in that office, but I'm not sure what the lady's name was, said it's her office. And he goes, oh, yes, I haven't had a chance to update you. There's been a change of plans. With that, our boss that was showing us around literally exited stage left. He opened the door to the stairwell and disappeared.
Just before he disappears, he goes, I'll leave it with you then.
And then the guy that was organising the whole thing goes, I'll show you where you're actually going to be.
Mate.
Oh, this is just fabulous. So he takes us around.
It's the only room. He took us down a corridor off another corridor.
Sorry, this is him calling now. Stop talking about it.
He took us to a corridor off another corridor and I've never been in a darker part of the world.
I didn't think you could get a smaller room than the one we're currently
it's
in.
It's like if this cupboard had a cupboard and that cupboard had a dingy spot of it, we're in that bit.
And that's our new home.
Yeah.
And then we were like, what? And he was like, oh, and we were like, That's so cruel. You just took us to the, like, it would be like, right, you were taken to the presidential suite of a hotel, right?
Yes.
Like a major city hotel, like Crown, right? And you get up there and there's all these suites and then they go, actually, sorry, we've just shown you to the wrong room. And then they drive you all the way to the airport, to the Formula One, the Ibis or something out at the airport and say, we made a mistake. That's where you're staying.
Yes.
That's what
That's
it was
exactly
like.
That's exactly right. You know, when you get on a plane, economy is great.
Yeah.
Except for some reason, they walk you through business class to economy, and then you think, oh, this isn't got the recliners. Anyway, so if we sound depressed in a few months, it's because we're in a cupboard off a cupboard off a cupboard.
Versatile, intelligent. Yeah, we could be talking about Carrie and Tommy, but we're not. We're talking the Nissan X-Trail, the world's best-selling SUV.